morning, and welcome to Her Story's celebration of Women's History Month. My name is Midge, and throughout the month of March, we'll be highlighting the vital role played by women in history, which is the goal of Her Story. So today, let's celebrate the life of Mary Ann Ball Bickerdyke. She was born in Knox County, Ohio, in July of 1817. Her mother died when she was only 18 months old, and this resulted in her being shuttled between relatives for most of her young life. And because of this, she received only the most basic of education. She did go on to attend Oberlin College, where she studied nursing. In 1847, she married Robert Bickerdyke, a widower with three children. They had two sons of their own. Robert died suddenly in 1860, leaving Mary Ann to support the family. She began to practice botanic medicine, which she had studied in Cincinnati before she was married. And it was during a church service in 1861 that she heard about the neglect of the Illinois volunteers who had become sick with typhoid and dysentery at a U.S. Army camp in nearby Cairo. She organized a relief fund and took it to the camp for disbursement. When she arrived, she was horrified to find that conditions were even more squalid than had been reported. It was filthy, crowded, unsanitary, and there was barely any food. So without waiting for permission from anyone, she began cleaning, feeding, and nursing the sick men, thus beginning her four-year career helping the Civil War's sick and wounded, both at the front lines and behind. In 1862, she made five trips to the battlefield at Fort Donelson to evacuate the injured to various hospitals. It was this experience that convinced her that she was most needed at the front. She began to follow General Grant's army as it moved up the Tennessee River toward the Confederate stronghold in Mississippi. During the battles, she frequently risked her own life and safety to search for and rescue wounded soldiers. As she worked in the field hospitals, tents hidden in the woods, she washed clothes, prepared food, and distributed supplies, and nursed and loved the wounded. She was known by the men as Mother Bickerdyke. She accompanied General Grant to Vicksburg and Sherman to Chattanooga, and was the only woman present at the Battle of Shiloh, Lookout Mountain, and Missionary Ridge, where she labored in freezing rain and deep mud to care for 1,700 wounded Union soldiers. Mary Ann was in Beaufort, North Carolina, when the war ended, and she followed Sherman's army into Washington, D.C., where she was given a place of honor in the Victory Parade in 1865. In the years after the war, she settled in Salinas, Kansas, where she opened a hotel and continued to assist veterans.